第1問。それぞれの問いについて聞こえてくる英文の内容に最も近い意味のものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。聞き取る英文は2回流します。では、始めます。
Question number 1. Excuse me, sir. I think you dropped this. Here you go.Listen again. Excuse me, sir. I think you dropped this. Here you go. Question number 2. It's getting cold. I should have brought a jacket. Listen again.It's getting cold. I should have brought a jacket. Question number 3. Lisa said she had won the lottery, but Tom found it difficult to believe. Listen again.Lisa said she had won the lottery, but Tom found it difficult to believe. Question number 4. Mariko didn't know how to use a sewing machine, but she learned quickly when her classmate showed her how to use it.Listen again. Mariko didn't know how to use a sewing machine, but she learned quickly when her classmate showed her how to use it.
第2問。話を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを選択肢のうちから選びなさい。聞き取る英語は1回流します。
Question number 1.
では、始めます。
During the summer break, my grandfather took me to the lake to go fishing. It was my first time going fishing, so I was excited. We went on a boat, and about 10 minutes later,My fishing pole felt heavy. I pulled it up, expecting to see a large fish, but the fish had gotten away. I was disappointed. Then my grandfather and I sat and waited for a long time. I started feeling bored. Then suddenly, I felt a pull again. I pulled it up, and it was a pair of glasses. They were broken.But I took them to a police box. Question number 2.
では、始めます。
This list shows the rooms where each class will be held. The room depends on the class size. If we have less than 10 students, the class is going to be in room 108. If there are 10 to 20 students, it's going to be in room 219. For a class that'll have more than 20 students,Let's use room 310. But regardless of class size, music classes will take place in room 290.